Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Well, if you read the TV pages and online critics, you know that a Latina on primetime is being touted as the next big thing. Cristela is the first Latina to ever executive produce, write, and star in her own primetime sitcom. Cristela is a stand-up comic who grew up in a border town in Texas and never intended to have her own primetime show. She came up to our studios in Harlem, New York City, to talk about her mother, about being herself, and about why she wants to represent. Cristela Alonso, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And I've always admired stand-up comics because I just think it takes a big pair of ovaries, in your case, to stand up and tell jokes. What made you do that?
You know, growing up, I come from a family, we lived well below the poverty line. We were very poor, grew up in a border town, South Texas, San Juan, Texas, a million miles away from Hollywood, anything. I always say it's a million miles away from dreaming. You know, my mom came here from Mexico, and her whole life was about survival, getting by, and she always told us not to dream because she didn't want us disappointed. So when we were really young, we had no money, and I didn't realize it till I was older. My mom would use comedy to make us not notice that we didn't have things. So it was her way of entertaining us and keeping us happy.
So what would that look like?
She would make jokes about, you know, old things that we had and how people loved new things, but we were so different that we liked old things, you know? It was cool to like old things, you know? When I was a kid, we would go to the grocery store, and for years, and I mean years till I was about 8 or 9, we'd walk down the cereal aisle, and my mom always said that the boxes were empty, and I wasn't allowed to touch the boxes. And then she would go down the aisle to the big bags of cereal, the ones that, you know, like the 3-pound bags of cereal.
Those you could touch.
Yes, and she's like, that's the cereal that should go inside those boxes. Those boxes describe the cereal that's available at the end of the aisle, you know? And it's funny because
I love your mom. Yeah, she was like seriously thinking on her toes.
She was. She was amazing, you know? She was amazing. And, you know, I think that from her, I got my sense of humor. She was very sarcastic. She was very, it was funny. She had a second grade education. And it's funny because people think that when you hear that someone has a second grade education, I think a lot of people don't assume that they're smart because they don't have the education that people are used to. She was a brilliant woman though. I mean, she was innovative. The fact that she could make do with so little and make things happen showed how smart she was. So comedy for us was her way of coping with life, with the sad life that we had, that she thought we had. So I always loved comedy because of that. I learned to do comedy when things got difficult. I ended up having to move to Dallas, Texas to help my sister take care of her kids and my mom. My mom got sick. My mom told me when I was 8 or 9 that I was going to be the one responsible for her when she got older. And it was always understood that that was going to be my job. So I had to stop everything that I was doing. I was trying to perform. I was trying to build my career. I had to drop everything and move back home. So when I moved back home, my family thought that I was done trying to chase after this dream, and now it was time for reality. Well, my mom got sick, and I took care of her. She passed away a year after I moved to Dallas. And I found myself so depressed because now I wasn't chasing any dream that I wanted. I'd lost my mom. I didn't know what to do. And my family, not having money, I couldn't afford therapy. I couldn't afford to go to a doctor and see if there was anything to make me feel better. So I used stand-up. So I started doing stand-up to talk about my mom. And it was really therapeutic. And I never set out to do stand-up about my family, to try to get this TV show. And it was never about that. It really was a means of surviving. So I started telling these stories about my mom, and I found that everybody got my mom. Everybody knew somebody like her, even if it wasn't their mom, their aunt, somebody that they worked with. The personality was familiar, regardless of regardless of being Mexican or not, being Latino or not, the stories were similar. So I started talking more about my family because that's all I knew about. So I started talking more about my sister, my brothers, my nephew, my niece, and more people got into it because they could all relate to these family stories.
When you see other successful comics and you think about the big personalities and you're like, well, now I'm going to get on stage and try to compete with them.
I've always lived off of this idea that, you know, because we grew up poor, I've always been kind of fearless to do things because I had nothing to lose. What was the worst that could happen? I know that anything I try to do with my life, regardless of whether I fail or succeed, I will never be as hungry as I was as a kid. I will never do without things that I did as a kid. Sure, it'll hurt, but the disappointment goes away. Knowing that I tried to do it, that was the best feeling I knew I could ever feel in my life because the last thing I wanted to do is have regret.
So now you get to have a television show and you get to go on to put, for example, this great scene where you go in for the job interview.
Yes.
With this character and it turns ugly pretty fast.
Yes.
You empty that?
Is this really happening?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I am so sorry. Obviously, you're not the cleaning crew. Can you validate me?
I think you've been validated enough.
Is that liberating to basically just be like, I'm going to tell you what it really is like?
Yes. And you know,
in modern day America, if you're Latino.
I love that you say that because when we got the show picked up, I started doing all these interviews and I saw that a couple people here and there would ask me, why would you think that anybody would ever confuse you for a cleaning lady? Why would you think this?
Are you kidding
me? Oh, yeah. All the time. And they always said the same thing. But you were dressed up. Why would anybody confuse you for the cleaning lady if you're dressed up and you look like you belong? That's what they said. And my response was always, well, it's happened to me. I'm writing it out of truth. It's not that I'm trying to create this agenda. I don't know what you think, but I can tell you what I deal with. I can get dressed up in what I think are my best clothes. And I found myself in situations where people confuse me for the help in whatever business I go to. Now, that doesn't make me feel good because I'm wearing the best things I own. Those moments have made me feel bad, you know? And I wanted to show that in the show because I wanted to show that that is something that we deal with. The way that I react is the way I react in life, though. I laugh it off. I laugh it off because I always feel like the moment you laugh at someone, you take away their power because now you're trying to show them that what they said didn't affect you. And that makes them mad.
You do have this smile on during the entire show.
Yes.
You've got this little smile on. I'm like, how does Cristela do that?
The biggest note I got for the show was to just be myself. And that's who I am. And I think that's what you can tell, hopefully, from the show is that you know that what I am in the show is really exactly kind of what I am in real life. Everything I say, I defend to the ends of the earth because what I talk about is true to me. I don't try to assume, I don't make assumptions about anybody. Anything that I talk about has been based on my experience. And I always tell people, as long as you personalize the experience and personalize your journey, no one can argue with that because it's your life.
Now, have people said to you, oh my God, you're the next George Lopez?
You know, I'm fine with it because I know what they mean. They're trying to say that they think I have a shot, but they only refer to certain people that they can grasp to. I did a screening a couple days ago, and this woman after the screening, I did a Q&A, and she said, hey, the mom in your show, that's not my mom. My mom wasn't like that. My mom was a sweet woman who cared for me, went on and on. And I said, that's great. My mom wasn't like that.
Your mom was an angry Latina.
Right. My mom was this woman. I can't write your mom. Like, you know, your mom sounds amazing. I didn't have that mom, you know, and then she said, why is it that every time Mexicans get shows, they always have to have the same mom? So you mean George Lopez and me? By every Mexican, you mean both of us.
That's it, right?
You know, it's like all of us, all hundreds and thousands. Mexicans just get shows every week.
So many
week,
TV
every,
shows.
Right now. Yeah.
So many Mexican moms
talked,
that you can refer to.
I know. You know, the time we've talked, 1,000 Mexicans have gotten married.
Have been on primetime.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I thought, I told her, I'm like, well, we're both Mexican, and I can't speak for him, but maybe we had the same character. Maybe we had the same mom. I think he was raised by his grandmother. Maybe they were similar characters. But I did tell her, like, see, you're focusing on the older woman. My sister's a mom too. In the show, she's a mother. So it's like, you're going after the older woman, the oldest woman in the show. Why aren't you saying anything about the sister character? Because her mothering is completely different from my mom's way of mothering.
So when you were growing up in South Texas, did you feel confused about, am I Mexican? Am I American? Am I Texan? Am I Latina? Were you confused about your identity
definitely.
At all?
Definitely. You know, I
thought you were going to be definitely not.
No,
like,
no,
definitely,
of course,
yes.
Because I mean, I grew up in the 80s in Texas. Everybody I knew was Mexican. We spoke Spanish a lot. My grandmother lived in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, so we used to go visit her every Monday, which is my mom's day off from work. My life was really heavily involving like the Mexican culture, you know. But then when I'd watch TV, everything was American. My mom was strict. We had a lot of gangs in the neighborhood. We had, she wouldn't let us hang out with friends. We were always supposed to go to school, come home, and that's it. We weren't allowed to go out. Because of that, TV became my friend. So TV was the only connection I had to the American life, my version of the American life.
So, Cristela, what does that mean to you when you think about the fact that other Latinos are going to be looking at your show and saying, that's me? Have you thought about that?
That was actually one of my goals with this show. I've always thought about it. It's funny. People always ask me if I'm excited about this show coming out. And I always say no, because I'm too busy working to really accept what's happening. But for me, I always think of my mom. I think my mom is a very typical person's the story of a typical person that's never told. My mom came here from Mexico because in her village, they had no electricity, no water, no anything. Life was really primitive and very rough. And she came here not realizing that by coming here, she was doing such an amazing, heroic thing. You know, she never thought that what she was doing was special. And it blows my mind that she never knew that, because I thought that what she did was so amazing. And I want people to know the stories of families that come from that kind of person. They did so much for us, and they're never appreciated or recognized.
Are you serious? We're going to cry? You've got tears in your eyes,
Manita. I do. Well, because to me, it's just, I really want to tell the story of people like me so that people like me could be inspired and know that they have a shot. I think it's really important to me. I think that's the most important thing about this show for me.
I can't believe it. We're supposed to be laughing and we're crying. Cristela, it's that heart that's going to change everything. So thank you so much for your laughter, for your tears, and for that heart.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Cristela's new sitcom, Cristela, can be found on ABC Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. She joined us from our studios in Harlem, New York City.